Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Serve him, rolling.
He's already been served. I served him. He's taken care of. He's a little slow, but he got it.
Roland Martin, weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Roland Martin, good morning. Where are you this morning, Roland?
Roland's on the road. We are efforting. Here we go.
Roland?
Went to the back of it. Go to the phone. Old school. You there?
All right.
All right, so I'm actually in Las Vegas for the NAACP convention.
Oh, that's in Vegas this year, huh?
Yeah, it's in Vegas, and they've had one of the best turnout in years as a result of being in Vegas. So
I know that's right.
So, so I'm moderating.
Not like civil rights and casinos, man, I tell you.
Well, I moderated the voter suppression panel yesterday, and today, of course, Vice President Joe Biden is going to be speaking here at the NAACP convention. But we wanted to talk to someone on the other side of the aisle today, Tom. He has been making a significant effort reaching out to African Americans, sitting down with various civil rights leaders and others, talking about issues that are important to us, like mass incarceration, also the issue of voter suppression. And joining us this morning, Tom, from the senator from Kentucky, the Republican senator from Kentucky, Senator Rand Paul. Senator Paul, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, certainly glad that you're here. Senator Paul, you have stepped out in terms of helping the GOP open up outreach offices to African Americans in Detroit. You've talked about the issue of education reform in Louisville. You've been sitting down in breakfast as well as lunches with various civil rights groups. Your critics are saying, this is him trying to simply set himself up to run for president, and he's trying to mollify black folks. Why are you, in the wake of the Republican report after the 2012 debacle, where they said they have to reach out, why are you so emphatic in this particular effort to engage with African Americans?
One, I'd say it's not new. I've always thought the war on drugs was a mistake. I've become more aware of the racial implications of the war on drugs, but I've always been opposed to the war on drugs. It's not really a new issue for me. But I would say I admit to being a politician, and I do want votes, and I want the Republican Party to compete for the African-American vote. And I frankly think we haven't competed in decades. And I plan on being one, no matter what the role is, that goes out and says, I want African-Americans to consider the Republican Party, because there are some Republicans who do believe in more people voting, not less, who do think the war on drugs has been a terrible thing for really a lot of people who live in poverty. And also, frankly, education, the great equalizer, we need to do something about it. You know, I went to public schools, and so do my kids, but public schools are failing some kids.
Sarah, you talked about the issue of voting. You also, you were quoted, people got a little upset with you when you said the GOP has really put way too much effort into these various voter suppression issues. You got some Republicans say, no, this is about ending voter fraud. But when you look at the slashing of early voting locations, when you look at moving them, when you look at ending voting on Sundays, when you look at the massive effort since 2010 to institute voter ID, this is an issue that for African Americans is a no-brainer. Is the GOP making a serious mistake trying to attack the issue of voting, especially in the South? That's all it's going to do is turn off black folks.
What I would say is, whether it's true or not, perception sometimes becomes reality. And the perception is that the Republican Party isn't doing enough and maybe working in the opposite direction. I grew up in Texas. We've had early voting for a couple of decades. I'm not opposed to early voting. I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't see really that it works for or against one party or one race, but I think early voting is convenient. We ought to have it. As far as the biggest impediment to voting in our country, though, without question, it's having a felony record. And we've made felonies out of a lot of petty crimes of drug possession, and we've disproportionately applied them to African-Americans and Hispanics. And so, frankly, the biggest issue, and this is what I spend most of my time on, is there's about 5 million people who can't vote because they have a felony record. One of them is a brother of a good friend of mine who 30 years ago grew marijuana plants but still can't vote, and every time he has to look for work, has to check a box that says he's a convicted felon. I'd like to take some of these felonies and make them misdemeanors That way you'd never get trapped in the unemployment problem, and you'd never get excluded from voting.
Speaking of voting, you have the efforts to, because of the Shelby versus Holder decision of the Supreme Court, some say that gutted, if you will, the Voting Rights Act. There's a bill currently in the United States Senate. A lot of civil rights groups say that is a weak bill. No Republican has signed on. Are you willing to go to the next step and endorse and actually sponsor a bill that will restore or fix what the Supreme Court struck down in the Shelby versus Holder decision?
You know, I've been discussing with Senator Leahy this bill. I believe he's the lead sponsor of it, and I would like to. I do believe that the 14th Amendment gives a role for the federal government in trying to prevent any kind of discrimination or prevention of anyone voting, and so I'm a strong believer in the 14th Amendment. The only quibble I have at this point, and, you know, it is a debate on how to replace it or what to do with it, is that I don't like treating Delaware the same as Texas in the sense that a bit much bigger state shouldn't be held to the exact same numerical standard as a real small state. So I'm just looking for fairness in it and looking for a way to say, yes, the federal government does have a role if the state does discriminate, but at the same time, we don't want to make it where the federal government's involved in all of our elections, because we have improved quite a bit. And, you know, the example the Supreme Court used was that, you know, African Americans voted at a higher percentage in Mississippi this year than white Americans did. And we have to at least acknowledge and be aware of and actually be thankful for the improvements that we have had in voting.
Senator, what about working with the most prominent African American? That would be the president, and getting the Republican Party and both sides of the aisle to work together to make some things happen instead of stonewalling, as we're seeing in both the House and the Senate.
Well, I called him this week, and I had a discussion with him because I'm trying to figure out how to get more money for roads and bridges by getting American companies to bring the money home at a reduced tax rate, but then put the taxes into the road fund. But we also had a discussion about criminal justice. I did compliment him personally for commuting and giving some pardons for people who've been in jail for decades for crack cocaine, whereas their often white counterparts who were arrested for powder cocaine either got a slap on the wrist or a small sentence. And so I have commended him on that, and I have publicly. I've had lunch with Eric Holder. I've been one who's not afraid to oppose the president on things, but I've also been one who tried to be fair and in public compliment the president and Eric Holder, frankly. And there aren't many Republicans who will do that, but I do it on the issues that I agree with them on.
But compliments are great, but what about...
How you voting? Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, I'm saying, you know, in terms of, you know, complimenting the president on what he's doing right, but what about getting your fellow Republicans to work and to make things happen instead of just having everything at a standstill and being the party of no when it comes
Kind of goes both ways. I'll give you an example is that for the last year, Republicans haven't been allowed to amend any bills. Harry Reid introduces the bills, but then he fills up the amendment tree with just Democrat amendments. Mm. So really it does work both ways. If he's willing to have an open amendment process, we'd get a lot more legislation done. Really, compromise has to have both sides trying to work together. And this isn't all one-sided Republican obstructionism, because really the Democrats control all legislation that moves forward. And they really have said, well, yeah, you can pass that, but we're not going to let you have any amendments or be part of the process.
Well, that's true.
I got to ask you this, Senator. Last year, $23.09 billion were given out in terms of small business loans. African Americans only got 1.7%. That's about $385 million. There's no way we can talk about income inequality. We can talk about being a part of this new economy if black folks can't even get loans. Is there anything specific that you are focused on working on to ensure more of those dollars backed by the SBA go to African American businesses?
We've been looking at this, and I don't know if I have the answer yet, but we want to look at the bidding process to make sure that small, often minority businesses are some of the smaller businesses in the bidding, not only just through Small Business Administration, but selling of bonds, things like this. Because what I hear from many minority-owned businesses is they say, look, we're willing to say, take the same price as the bigger business, but we're not being even included in the bidding process. So I am looking into that to see if I can help. I don't have an answer yet.
And also consider, Senator, when you are running for president in terms of media buys and using black media to spread your message and not just come on radio shows, but to also spend some money with black media. It's just.
I think you're exactly right. We got to participate everywhere if we want to get acceptance.
Senator Rand Paul, Republican from Kentucky, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Look forward to having you
Thanks
back.
Thanks for having me.
Roland's commentary, brought to you by TV One.
Bet on black, Roland.
I've been on the golf course.